Hi, I'm Josh Jacobson, product manager for Yahoo Messenger for Vista. And today we're going to show you the new features that we will be releasing very shortly, including voice and voice visualizations with the latest WPF technology.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and show you the screen. So we've updated the UI of our existing preview release. And we've made a few enhancements. So let's jump straight to the cool stuff. Let's go straight to voice. So in this case, I can call Eric Burke. Just double click his window there. And what you'll see here is your typical IM window. So I can just say like, hey Eric. And I can send him an emoticon, whichever one I want. Now what I can also do, we have a new button here called voice. I can click that. I can click call. Hey Eric, pick up the phone. So Eric's going to answer the call. And this is going through our live server. So this is just the latest build of our software. And we're just working towards a release later in Q2. So it's calling his computer.
So you're basically going through your live server, going through wireless, going through the live server,
right,
and then go back to the wireless and going to Eric's in right here.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
So now whenever he talks, the visualization will move here. And I can pick other visualizations. So I can go to something like superstars. So when I talk, you can see the yellow stars move. When he talks, you can see the blue. Actually, if I just want to focus on the voice, I can turn off IM altogether and just do that.
Now, can you mask any background noise or anything like that? Or
currently, we're using the same voice platform that the other versions of Yahoo Messenger use. So there's nothing specific about voice filtering right now.
Okay.
I can also actually turn off voice visualization if I just want this nice, clean bar.
Yeah.
I have a very minimized UI.
And so why are you adding voice?
So when people think of Yahoo Messenger, they think of communication, being in touch with their family and friends. And actually, there's a lot of the voice users are international, talking to their family, say in India or anywhere in the world. So for them, it's a really cost-effective way to talk to their family.
Okay.
And to that end, actually, a lot of users use Yahoo Messenger just for voice. And we have a new UI feature that we've implemented for them where what you can do is you can close everything. And if you go here to the taskbar, you can just right-click and say call phone or send SMS. And it just opens this very minimal number pad. So I can make a call here. I can actually also type in the number if I want. And I can go ahead and call it. In this case, I'm just making up a number. You can also send SMSs, and it's free to send as well.
Now, so what's the cost associated with making voice calls and stuff and things from here?
So we have two different levels of voice. One is totally free. When you call another person's computer, you can talk all day and all night, and that's completely free. The other one is where you call a real phone, and that's our phone out service. We also have phone in, where you can have an actual phone number associated with your Yahoo Messenger. So you can tell somebody a normal phone number, and it'll come in on your Yahoo Messenger.
Now, are you finding that there are any problems with any of the network management that some of the home-based ISPs are doing?
We haven't found any issues like that I'm aware of. But again, this is this will be released in a beta in Q2. So we'll have more of these clients out in the field, and we may learn more about
it. And this will work on any of the versions of Vista?
Absolutely.
Great. 64, 32?
Uh-huh.
Great. Look forward to giving it a try.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.